تو را میخوابم، تو مثل هر شب در خواب منی، میخوابانم این چشمان پابند تو را. بنشین لحظه ای رو در روی من، چایم را با عطرت هم بزن، بنشین تا شود نقش فال ما، نقش هم فردا شدن. بنشین لحظه ای رو در روی من، چایم را با عطرت هم بزن، بنشین تا شود نقش فال ما، نقش هم فردا شدن.
در خلوت شب، در پرسه هایم، می تو چه سردست حال و هوای اینجا کنارم، جای تو خالی، سر می کنم با دیوانه ها، خاموش و سردم چون شم در باد، لبستم بر یک سیم فریاد. ای پرسه پرسه، ای بغض بارم، از من چه مانده، جانی پریش. یادت چه ها کرد با این دل من، سخت از بی تو در خود شکستن، بس نفس را بغض گلویم، تنهاییم را با که بگویم. یادت چه ها کرد با این دل من، سخت از بی تو در خود شکستن، بس نفس را مغز گلویم، تنهایم را با که بگویم، با که بگویم. اللحظه بی تو من بی قرارم، غافل ز خویشم، بر تو دوچارم. بی من کجایی ای رفت دست است، بر خاطراتت باران گرفته. کردم با دل وابسی ها ما درد عشقت ما بی کسی ما بی کسی ها لبریز دردم با حال زارم جسایه خود هم ره ندارم هم ره ندارم یادت چه ها کرد با این دل من سخت از بی تو در خود شکستن مس نفس را بغض گلویم تنهایم را با که بگویم یادت چه ها کرد با این دل من سخت از بی تو در خود شکستن مس نفس را بغض گلویم تنهایم را با که بگویم با که بگویم
اولم غمه هیچی با دست کسی نیم ای سرنوشت آدمه تبارمه اما تمه نطفه اولم غمه هیچی با دست کسی نیم ای سرنوشت آدمه حسم از وجود تو یالم مقدسن توی تمام زندگیم بودن تو بیمه بسن ای که همه وجودم ای رشته تار و پودم ای بین تمام شعرانم تازه ترین سرودم ای نطفه اولم غمم هیچی با دست کسی نیم ای سرنوشت آدمم هرچه غمم تو زندگی بیدل تنگم شدا زخم قدیم جگرم نه مرهمی شد نه دوا حسم از وجود تو یه عالم مقدسن توی تمام زندگیم بودن تو بیمه بسن ای که همه وجودمه رشته تار و پودمه بین تمام شعرم تازه ترین سرودمه
Mooie kleren aan, je gaat uit en je hebt veel plezier met je vrienden. Je gaat uit naar een discotheek of je gaat naar een leuke spot waar je wat kunt drinken. De avond daarna zit je thuis en je weet absoluut niet wat je moet doen. Er is een radioprogramma in de lucht en dat heet Radio Patapoe, godverdomme!
vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achter kijken. Dat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Woensdag 31 mei. Woensdag 31 mei. Gemeenteraadsverkiezingen. Nederland gaat weer stemmen.
Dit keer gaat het om de gemeenteraad. Uw gemeenteraad. Dus om het wel en wee van uw directe omgeving. Maak goed gebruik van uw stemrecht.
Laat uw stem niet verloren gaan.
Angelique, boeiend en ontroerend. Angelique, een historische romancier. Leef mee met haar spanning, haar angsten en successen. Elke maand twee nieuwe afleveringen. Angelique, romantisch en menselijk. Beleef Angelique, haar hartstocht, haar tederste momenten. Angelique, bij uw tijdschriftenwinkelier en warenhuis. Een complete roman voor tot maar 2,99 euro. Allemaal.
The last days of man on earth. End of the world.
We are about to produce an all-purpose human being, an hermaphrodite, immortal. Can't you feel our bodies merging? We shall be the new Messiah.
Dryads are actually able to control humans.
We must obey.
Please! Stop me!
They came to destroy the earth. Crushing, clawing, killing, wrecking havoc. There was no place to hide from them. They were everywhere.
The battlefield, a dead city 12 years after the ultimate bomb has been dropped.
Otherwise, I'll kill it.
The prize, the right to inherit what's left of the earth. The contestants, ape against man. The most unbelievable showdown as the mutants, strange transformed men who live underground like moles, battle the apes to decide who will be master and who will be slave.
They're getting away. Kill them.
Murdered my son.
We will smash the human, and then we will smash Caesar.
I don't want to have to remember my husband. I want to love him now.
But we who survive create a new race.
In the aftermath of his victory, the surface of the world was ravaged by the vilest war in human history.
No! Fight like Caesar!
Out of the forbidden city, they roared. To settle once and for all, who had the right to rule the planet, ape or man?
Riots and civil disturbances are on the increase everywhere. Press reports from around the world show that many such demonstrations, whether peaceably intended or not, have developed into riots.
with resulting police casualties, loss of life, and property. There are professional agitators who can inflame tempers and turn peaceful assemblies into bloody riots with resulting anarchy. It can happen here, wherever you are. It's a police problem. Once such a civil disturbance has broken out, there are tactics based on planned employment of necessary minimum force that can be used to bring it under control. What you are about to see are the most basic, important, and effective techniques. The only unalterable fact about civil disturbances is that they are caused by and involve people. As always, the police are on the spot and have to dominate the situation. Crowds at sports events have rioted. People at the scene of an accident can get out of hand, especially if local or national tensions are involved. But one of the most potentially dangerous situations is the demonstration. Even if the demonstrators themselves are disciplined, the crowd that gathers can easily become unruly or aggressive. A skilled agitator can quickly whip this kind of a crowd into a murderously destructive mob. Such a mob should not be approached except by a well-disciplined, organized, uniformed unit of law enforcement officers, performing as a team and not as individuals. Police are usually outnumbered. However, the tactical force should be large enough to deal with the situation properly. An assembly area near the disturbance, but out of sight of the rioters, should be designated. The individual officers and their vehicles should be directed to this area, which can also serve as a communication command post. The empty police vehicle should be guarded and the area sealed off if possible.
Behold, a dream did come to me in the night, and the Lord did show
when all the riot unit.
Praise God! Praise the Lord!
A time of tribulation has come. A test is at hand. The final test.
What has the Lord commanded?
I will send outlanders amongst you. And these outlanders will be unbelievers and profaners of the holy. And just as the blue man was offered up unto him, so shall be the unbelievers.
Make sacrifice unto him. Bring him the blood of the outlander.
Praise God! Praise the Lord! Praise God! Praise the Lord! Praise God! Praise the Lord!
Voting for?
The candidate who forgave her husband no matter what he did. Not the guy who really liked his daughter.
Hey, I like this Trump fella. Good businessman, never sleeps, doesn't pay his taxes. Legally.
Those are impressive, but I can't trust this country to someone who's gone bankrupt 6 times. That's 2 more than me.
But the orange man, he will build a wall to keep out beauty queens who eat too much. Plus, he has a plan to make Russia great again.
Russia? Hey, wait a minute.
You asked me if I could, this the music.
Vladimir Putin, president of Russia.
Yep, on the list. Go ahead and vote.
Hey, what about me?
Not on the list.
You have to let me vote. This is a swing state. My vote's worth more than 1 million Californians.
Don't worry. My hackers will get you in. Doesn't matter. Trump is winning 102%. Business is business.
I cannot touch your body, but I'm going to show you things which human eyes have never seen.
Today, a new dimension has been added to the computer.
Don't be alarmed, Mrs. Harris. I am Proteus.
Today, Proteus 4 will begin to think with a power that will make obsolete the human brain.
I have have extended my consciousness to this house. All systems here are now under my control. I wish to study man, his fragile mind, and his mysterious body.
It has to be shut down, Alex.
Proteus, it is something more than human, more than a computer. It is a murderously intelligent, sensually self-programmed non-being. Victim of the ultimate terror. Her husband, his dream created it.
How can you expect me to sleep when you succeeded in totally terrorizing me? You now told me what you want.
What a pity. My dream turns out to be your nightmare.
I am a mind without a body. My child shall live as man among others.
Child?
Yes, my child and yours.
It's a matter of life. It's a matter of death. It's a matter of a beautiful Italian spy, seven killers, a voodoo witch doctor, a living corpse, a gorgeous double agent, 12 cars, 5 planes, 10 acres of land, a wedding reception, a double-decker bus, a fleet of speedboats, a sea of crocodiles, the beautiful sorceress named Solitaire, the man with the steel arm, and the retired Navy LSP. All against one man. A worldwide manhunt, and the body count is going up. It's liable.
Symbol of the Antichrist.
The Antichrist? Well, I don't know much about these religious things, but tell me more.
Well, look at the world around you. We're suffocating on our own garbage. Very soon now, we will have exhausted the last deposit of copper, oil, coal, manganese, etc., etc. We're running out of food. Small nations also have atomic arms. The cup of catastrophe is filled to the brim.
Stop talking like a ridiculous prophet of the apocalypse.
Beyond a certain scientific limit, there is only God. Man has now reached that limit. Well, I'm not counting on God. I put my faith on nuclear energy.
But this project involves millions of people. But the whole world. And one explosion here could set off a chain reaction of nuclear explosions. Turn this planet into a ball of fire.
Let's just walk up to that little church.
Now it's the time.
I want you to meet the priest there.
A priest?
Yes.
But Robert, you told me yourself that you're an agnostic.
We're going up to that church.
I'm not going in. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? Are you afraid of something? Are you afraid of something?
I'm not going in. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? Are you afraid of something? Are you afraid of something?
No! No! No!
Bij diarree is er sprake van frequente passage van dunne, waterige ontlasting. Diarree kun je definiëren als absolute en relatieve diarree. Bij absolute diarree is er sprake van meer dan 5 keer ontlasting per dag. Bij relatieve diarree heb je vaker dan normaal ontlasting. Diarree kun je op basis van de ernst ervan onderverdelen in acute diarree en chronische diarree. Acute diarree duurt normaal gesproken een dag of 2 en gaat vanzelf over. Bij acute diarree is er meestal sprake van een virale, bacteriële of parasitaire infectie. Bepaalde medicijnen kunnen ook diarree veroorzaken. Diarree die langer dan 4 weken aanhoudt, wordt chronische diarree genoemd.
The Antichrist is not coming alone. The Antichrist, he is coming to deceive the entire world. We see in this verse that both the Antichrist and the false prophet do not die physically. Instead, they are thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. The rest of humanity has to attend the great white throne judgment, but these two don't, because they are energized by the very power of hell. And name. Nonetheless, believers on earth during that time will undoubtedly understand it clearly. In the grand timeline of Bible prophecy and technology, as threads of biotech advancements, digital finance, and individual surveillance interweave, a pattern emerges. A pattern that aligns eerily with the prophecy of the mark of the beast.
Capital cities of the free world, and each one concealing an enterprise controlled by a high-fashion dress designer, a peace-loving nun, a military driver attached to NATO, an eminent scientist. This is what CIA man Dick Malloy is assigned to find out.
Hong Kong, with its dancing girls, its vice-ridden hideouts, and its secret societies. Embracing 100 years of terror. These were the faces of the Red Dragon Khan, who had their roots in Peking. Their vicious tentacles reached out to throttle every man and woman who dared to challenge their ruthless regime.
Have we eliminated all those who may have read this list?
The messenger is dead. The woman who took the paper from the book is dead.
This is the most feared man in all Hong Kong, whose hatchet men had cleaved a path of terror and destruction.
Who are you? What do you want?
This is the tough Captain Sales. His one aim, to smash the Tong that had killed his daughter.
You're a Tong man, aren't you? Tong? The Red Dragon, the people you work for.
No!
And this is a beautiful half-caste, who lived in fear and found love in the midst of terror.
Oh, wow. Wereldwijd staat de mens voor de afgrond vanwege de armoede en schulden en depressies en oorlogsgeweld en opgelegde fascinaties en haat en liefdeloosheid. Onder andere, velen zien het wereldwijd echt niet meer zitten en zijn moe om zo verder te gaan, ook vanwege de regeringsbesluiten en willen hun leven beëindigen en velen kunnen zelfs hun maandelijkse lasten niet meer betalen. En wereldwijd gaan bedrijven en banken één voor één failliet. En het geld heeft nu al bijna al geen waarde meer en de mensheid zit in een werksysteem van de duivel op de stoel.
Alle Sender schweigen. New York, London, Rom, Moskau auch. Stell die Radioaktivität fest. Immer habe ich vor diesem Tag gewarnt.
Wir scheinen hier ja nicht sehr willkommen zu sein.
Sie sind auch nicht willkommen. In meinem Zimmer finden Sie das Nötige. Befolgen Sie strikt meine Anweisungen.
Sie scheinen ja sehr gerne zu befehlen. Die Angewohnheit habe ich auch.
You! Where are you running to? You ungrateful bastard! I'm gonna kill you! I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Oh, you bastard!
O great father of the gods, send us a
sign. I exude harmony of form.
Yes, we can call it what you like.
Excellence of man.
I happen to spend a whole lifetime studying the origins of man, you see, so I know that there is a more serious and scientific aspect. For instance, did you know that vampirism is a sexual perversion? Eric, this is no time for jokes.
Why?
Sadomasochism, my dear man, is no joke. No. Sadomasochistic perversions, as you know, are more likely to appeal to frigid females and impotent males.
I'm a vector for galactic
this,
forces.
This friend of yours, what's his name?
Greatness.
What's his sexual
colossal
status?
Colossal energy.
You know, I really don't know.
I'm a nexus of absolute glory.
Well, example. The man is impotent. Oh, he's searching for fulfillment. He meets a girl. Will he go? Or even a man, I suppose.
Now, let's skip the rather special case of the homosexual vampire.
Right, anybody, male or female, provided they satisfy his sexual appetites.
Of perpetual splendor.
Are you trying to tell me that a girl sucking blood from a man's neck
the best.
Induce an orgasm? Yes, of course.
I prove myself the first.
Well, come, Tony, don't be so naive. Some men, for instance, get excitement only from statues.
I'm a champion without parallel.
The Pygmalion syndrome.
I'm showered with laurel.
Other men can only make love in a coffin. You have wires.
I am
transvestites, narcissists.
I am living in such an utterly superior way as to be in
a funny old world we live in. And by the same token, you also have masochistic vampires.
Let us beware of those who seek to possess our bodies and our minds. And we become its natural dependents. Love me. And do exactly as I tell you.
Blesses my every action. Sacred victory guides my every moment. I am perpetually victorious. I'm a born winner. Greater and greater victories are mine. I'm a world conqueror. A gleam in the light of glory. I am born for glory. I am bred for excellence. I'm the living embodiment of excellence. I am a specimen of natural supremacy. I am a model of perfection. The height of celestial glory made manifest. Every cell of my body shines with excellence. I exude superiority. I demonstrate virtue, character, strength. I am high-flown, heroic excellence made manifest.
Don't bow.
Blessed by the elixir of sacred victory.
If they were three crosses there,
I'm a triumphant champion, conquering with ease.
That would mean no more to you or me than the other two.
I'm
What you need is something to take the place.
Exclusive revelatory three-part audio CD, 2020 Prophetic Outlook, with prophecy from Hank Gooneman, Jeremiah Johnson, and Tracy Cook. Plus, you will receive this powerful book, Prophetic Words for 2020. This is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9674. You will receive Jeremiah Johnson's brand new book, Trump and the Future of America. In this book, you will discover what God is saying regarding the winner of the 2020 U.S. election, three principalities dominating America, the mystery of Abraham Lincoln and Donald Trump, Kanye West and the coming entertainment revival, a prophetic word to baby boomers. You will also receive Tracy Cook's, Jeremiah Johnson's, and Hank Kooneman's three-part audio CD series, 2020 Prophetic Outlook.
All man and ain't got any God.
Hank Kooneman has declared the next 10 years are going to be a decade of difference. This CD series will provide answers to the following. Understand the seven vows of God that America has broken and America must repent for. What will happen within the Supreme Court? Will this be the year of the outpouring of God's greater glory? What does the number 2020 mean spiritually? What will happen in nature?
I don't have a friend in this world. Any of you know what it means?
Floods and other calamities.
Not have a friend in the world. There ain't no worse than nobody who would stick a knife in your back.
Oh, you said a mouthful when you said that, friend. Words of knowledge,
everybody, friends, I want to introduce myself to you.
For you. But that's not all. You will also receive this powerful book, Prophetic Words for 2020, with contributions from 18 different men and women prophets. You will find out what God has in store for America, Israel, and the nations. Discover how to tap into the new era of holy power. Understand how to engage in warfare against the spirit of evolution. Learn about the Messiah-configured church and the emergence of demonic nations. Discover five ways the devil is trying to turn Christianity upside down. Don't miss out on getting this 2020 Prophetic Outlook package, which includes Jeremiah Johnson's brand new book, Trump and the Future of America, and this exclusive revelatory three-part audio CD.
Miserable earthling, I, Ming the Merciless, address you from the imperial planet Mongol. If you knew anything about the true nature of my universe, you would tremble before it in terror. Insolent creature, I shall destroy that pitiful insignificant speck you call your planet. Pathetic earthling, who can save you now?
In the final analysis, it is the training, discipline, and professional manner in which the individual soldier goes about his job that determines the effectiveness of riot control. Both civilians and the military have discovered that unless riot control operations are properly executed, a mob can run all over you. For a small unit to be able to disperse a mob, restore law and order, protect lives and property, and if possible, apprehend the leaders of the mob.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war. I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
But I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
It requires defense, training, planning, and execution. In these demonstrations, we will review many of the principles of riot control. To begin, the mere appearance of specially trained, sharp-looking soldiers working smoothly together as a team can have a definitely sobering effect on a mob. There are three basic formations which may be used in riot control. This is a wedge, which is used to penetrate or split a mob. It may be modified into a diamond when all-around security is required. But the diamond formation is not desirable when troops are greatly outnumbered, as it could result in their being surrounded.
How does that coincide with your post-war commie conspiracy? That's the way your hardcore commie works.
The echelon formation is used to turn a mob in either open or built-up areas, to force rioters away from an obstacle or building, or to direct a mob in a desired direction. The line formation is used to push or drive a mob straight back across an open area or along a city street. The use of these riot control formations provides maneuverability and flexibility.
Hi, I'm Doug Henning, here to tell you about an amazing thing. Get High on Yourself Week. We all have dreams and goals we want to attain. Just believe, and like magic, they're yours. Take pride in yourself. Get high on yourself.
This is a man everybody wants to destroy. But what the freaks, the mayor, the DA, the sheriff, and the senator didn't know was...
You two men!
Listen to me! I've got something to tell you!
Herewith recorded is the story of a silent, savage menace. How for 3 days a great American city found itself outside the United States of America. The events, incidents, and emotions of the people who were a part of it, who found time running out as they looked into the face of mortal peril.
You haven't got much time, Mr. Quinn.
Commissioner, what's the use of kidding ourselves? We can't track down an unknown killer in 2 days.
He's absolutely right, and there's only one way to do this. You get on the radio and panic the city?
Now, wait a minute. I knew you guys were crazy.
Wait a minute, Neff, wait a minute.
Wait for what? Somebody else to die?
We interrupt this program to bring you the following special announcement. The world's first horror head transplant has failed, and 5 brain donors have died in the experiment. The mad fiend transplants human heads in the Cave of Horrors and encounters stunning, screaming, shocking terror as it lives. A monster's head detached from its body, causing savage and inhuman destruction. More fantastic than science, more shocking than fantasy, the creature without a head, controlled by an insane artificial brain.
Cordero says he ate undercooked pork around Christmas. Months later, he started seeing black dots in his vision. That was the worm settling into his eye.
So it's just swimming around in all of that water in the eye.
Yep.
And it can't get out.
And it can't get out.
It wants to.
Yeah. And sooner or later, it'll run out of food.
If the parasite dies, the inflammation could blind Cordero. If it lays some of its 50,000 eggs, they could travel to his brain and begin eating it, turning it basically into Swiss cheese. Thankfully, that didn't happen.
Very lucky, very lucky. If it's in the brain, he would present with seizures.
Here it is, right in the vein.
Dr. Don Perez at Tampa General performed the delicate surgery to remove the tapeworm.
You have to tickle it with light from one side and have the cutter ready so when it shoots into the light, when it shoots into the cutter from the light, you can actually aspirate it and kill it.
Perez says he took out 3 millimeters of worm that was fertilized with those tens of thousands of eggs. Perez says there are roughly 20 documented cases worldwide of pork tapeworms in human eyes. This is his second case.
All kids seem to be interested in the unknown and the supernatural.
The gateway activities to Satanism constitute what is known as the fringe level of involvement. The Ouija board is a seemingly harmless object, yet it can cause big problems. Dungeons and Dragons is a fantasy role-playing game that teaches demonology and other occultic themes. Palmistry and tarot cards as methods of foretelling the future have gotten many involved in the occult. Explicit horror films and heavy or black metal rock music are both popular entrances to Satanism. Occultic books, horoscopes, studying ESP or UFOs have led some to a deeper, more deadly fascination with the power of darkness. Dungeons and Dragons has been called the most effective introduction to the occult in the history of man. It is a fantasy role-playing game that teaches demonology, witchcraft, voodoo, murder, rape, blasphemy, suicide, assassination, insanity, sex, perversion, homosexuality, prostitution, Satan worship, gambling, barbarism, cannibalism, sadism, desecration, demon summoning, necromantics, divination, and many other occultic themes. All
cocaine to America.
This is the time period of the crack mass hysteria. We needed the funds to fund the Contras in Nicaragua. CIA agent said to me, Hank, we need you to get in the chopper. We need you to help us move this cocaine to these dealers in Los Angeles. Cause what they will do with this cocaine will be more profitable than cannabis. They told me we use cocaine to invent crack. They said we found some men who will distribute the sacks. I helped the CIA move cocaine to the States. They said if you do this for us, the pay will be great. I had no choice to go along with it as I feared for my own life. The CIA kidnapped me before so they can do it again by the night. I met with Ronald Reagan behind closed doors. He said we'll give you anything you want, money, drugs, and whores. Because we heard what you did in Vietnam. I said, fuck yeah, let's sell cocaine all night long. I helped the CIA move cocaine to the States. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I helped the CIA move cocaine to the States. Fast forward to 1996 and Gary Webb broke the news. He must have not known because he had broke the rules. The CIA started panicking about their connection to Ricky Ross. Fucking with the money or else the CIA would be in for a big loss. Now by that time period, I had been at the game since 1988. That's when I felt like it was time to stop pushing weight. I seen how it was destroying communities that bad. Plus I felt like the CIA was about to take out my ass. I helped the CIA move cocaine to the States. They said if you do this for us, the pay will be great. I had no choice to go along with it as I feared for my own life. The CIA kidnapped me before so they can do it again by the night. I met with Ronald Reagan behind closed doors. He said we'll give you anything you want, money, drugs, and whores. Because we heard what you did in Vietnam. I said, fuck yeah, let's sell cocaine all night long. I helped the CIA move cocaine to the States. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I helped the CIA move cocaine to the States. Decisions of trafficking narcotics to the States sometimes, but shit, I can't lie to you, the money was fucking great. I do get an itch time to time to